Log Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Howdy, y'all. I am Glenn the Geek from Lexington, Kentucky.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for November 10th, 2011, episode 269, dude, sponsored by EasySignsOnline.com. Good morning, Horse World.
Good morning.
It's Thursday.
Let's kick the tires and light the fires, Big Daddy.
Your presence is required on the command deck.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Horses in the Morning. We're glad you're joining us today. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. So I was wondering, did you get the 69 Dude reference? It's a movie.
No.
Okay. The first listener to post on Facebook the 69 Dude reference, I'll give you a daily Winnie. That's all I can give you. Glenn has all the hats. but it is from a movie, so if you say 69 Dude, obviously that's from a movie reference. So post that on Facebook.
Okay. Hey, you know what I was thinking about? I don't know why I was thinking about this. You know how sometimes when you wake up in the morning, you're thinking about the weirdest, strangest thing, and you kind of wonder what you dreamed about the night before? I woke up with this visualization in my mind of you sitting on your lawn chair by the gopher holes with your dynamite. And I was wondering, we haven't gotten a gopher update in a long time. How is the war progressing?
You know, it's funny you asked that today. Because, you know, there's going to be Veterans Day, and a lot of stores offer
discounts.
We need
to talk about that, too, later on in the show, about Veterans Day tomorrow. We need to,
okay.
I just remind, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you for reminding
well, one of the stores around here is named Cabela's, and it's kind of like a Bass Pro Shop / REI.
Cabela's is heaven for a guy. That's like
Yes. The
ultimate.
Yes. Yes. We are going to Cabela's today because my husband has decided to buy a gun because he thinks that he's going to shoot the gophers.
Have you ever seen one of the gophers pop his little head out of the hole?
Glenn, I'm going to tell you what my yard looks like right now. If you were to look out on my 3 acres of grass, you see, now mind you, I've been treating these gopher holes and trying to kill these little buggers for 3 months. Right now, if you look out my property, you will look outside and you will see about 60 gopher mounds, okay, spread across the property. And from the center of each one of those gopher mounds, every time I look outside, I see a little gopher hand pop up and show me the middle finger. That is what my yard looks like. Fingers.
So I would guess that you're losing the war, huh? And I'm not winning this one.
You know, we're so mad about this, Glenn, that, again, my husband has decided in a Jack Daniels-induced brotherhood fighter pilot moment last Saturday night, my husband decided that he and all of his friends, fighter pilots, all of them, were going to come to our house with a cooler of beer and all their new guns they're buying at Cabela's for the Veterans Day holiday discount. They're all going shopping together. They're all buying guns, and they're going to come over here and shoot the gophers. Mind you, we have never seen a gopher. So
I can see them. They're all going to be out there with armor-piercing bullets shooting into the ground.
Yeah.
I have no idea where they are.
And the thing is, like, they're all trained to shoot guns, but it's been so long since they've shot a gun that's not in an airplane, like with a scope. I don't know. I don't think they practice very much. Chad's like, I can get a shotgun, but I don't think it's legal in this part of town, so I have to get a little teeny gun. I'm like, so you're going to plug a gopher from 3 acres away? That is so not going to happen.
I think something is better with the shotgun, with some serious bird shot in there, and just go along shooting at the hole. I think he probably has a better chance doing that.
Well, hey, here's what I've decided to do.
I told you the solution. He just needs to fly his airplane over and strafe the whole field.
Don't worry about children or dogs or horses. Or just strafe the whole field. Just go and shoot the whole thing.
Yeah. Back and forth in a pattern.
Now, here's what I'm actually going to do, because I did not really buy the whole we're going to drink beer and shoot guns on the property thing with all my buddies. I just didn't feel that that would be the most successful route. Now, while I am supporting that, go, honey, you get out there and you shoot them gophers. I did find, while I was Googling different ways to kill these, because my little humane put them to sleep smoke bombs have not worked. They laugh in the face. You know what they've been doing, Glenn, is I put those little smoke bombs in there, and the next day they have redug that hole and kicked the wrapper out. Like, ha-ha, here's you and your stupid smoke bomb. The wrappers are sitting on my property.
This really could be a movie. This could be a two-hour-long movie of you and your battle with the gophers. It really could.
Well,
we have to think about who's going to play the part. Who's going to play Jamie? We have to think about that.
I don't know. It's got to be somebody insane to deal with this ridiculousness. So here's what I'm going to do. And here's what I did. While I am supporting the get the guns and shoot the gophers thing, and I'll buy the beer, whatever, y'all sit out there and have fun. What I did was I Googled how to kill gophers yet again to find some more information, because the smoke bombs have been working. Well, this website popped up called Critter Getter. Critter Getter. And I'm like,
Does he come out to your house? Is he on TV? He comes out to your house?
They have companies that do this. They do it. So
what do they do? You know what they do. You're
going
to hire this guy for $1,000. He's going to come out to your house. He's going to back his truck up. He's going to hook the hose to it with one of those gadgets we talked about last week. He's going to stuff it down a hole, and an hour later, he's going to leave with your $1,000. That's what he's going to do. You will watch.
You know what? It would be worth it. If all those suckers die, it is totally worth it. And it is expensive, but I will be paying somebody to come out and do it. And, you know, I said, hey, listen, what do you do? Like, what do you do, you know, when we're on the phone with them, what do you do to get rid of the gophers? Because I'm asking, because, like, hey, you can't just, like, throw poison on the field. I've got dogs and horses, and that's why I've been... The guy literally thought that I was asking for the secret ingredient to Coca-Cola.
Now you throw crows up to the tailpipe.
I mean, he was like, I'm like, dude, I'm not asking for your trade secrets here, okay? I just want to make sure you don't kill my horses and my dogs. He's like, oh, no, we won't do that. He goes, we find the intersections of the gopher holes, and we treat them there. I'm like, I don't even know what that is, but awesome, dude. I'm going to have Bill Murray out here and Dan Aykroyd in my field killing these gophers, and I don't care. Do whatever you have to do. I'll keep my horses in. I don't care.
You know, Jennifer had, I think, what's the best idea is you just need 6 Jack Russells.
Yeah.
That's all.
6
Jack Russells. Put them out in the field, solve the problem.
And then what do I do with the Jack Russells when I'm done?
That is
do
a
I
problem. I don't really want 6 Jack Russells in my house either. I'm not sure actually which would be worse. You know, what kind of dogs does Chris have? Chris has, forget what they're called. Jennifer might remember. The two little dogs that she has, they're like terrier dogs of some kind. But they are excellent at killing groundhogs and stuff. They would be great. Just invite Chris out for a week. Her dogs will take care of your gopher population. They'll be down in those little holes digging.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Just bring them over. Yeah, I don't care. Any way to get these suckers is fine with me. I don't care. Just get them. I mean, it's to the point, Glenn, I put a trap down. A trap. You know what the suckers did with the trap? By the way, that's really scary when you're pulling a trap out of the ground that may or may not have a dead gopher in it, because the whole time I haven't wanted to see this. But the trap is underground, and I go to pull it up. Do you know what they did? They filled it with dirt and tripped it. They didn't even go towards it. They just packed it with dirt. I hate them. I hate them so much.
Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show? And then we have a caller we'll get to.
On today, DD Signs Online Thursday edition. After the Gopher Chat, the American Eventing Championships Advanced Division winner and Jamie's coach, Barb Crabo, will be today. Yay! We will be getting her take on the AECs, as well as the inside scoop on Jamie and Jet's learning curve. That should be a lot of fun. And following the unpredictably predictable dispatch of equestrian exploits by Glenn and Jamie, Hiddum's favorite former intern is here from the Chronicle of the Horse with her early sampling of holiday gift wish lists. So stay tuned.
All right. Terrific. We're gonna, you know, it is time to start thinking about holiday gifts. Hey, we have a charter member of the Horse Radio Network on with us, and how you get to be a charter member is you listen to every single one of our shows, which personally I think is nuts. I haven't even listened to every single one of our shows. Jamie never listens to our shows because she hates hearing herself. So we have Rhonda Crabtree on the phone here. Hi, Rhonda.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How's things in Canada? Are you still at the show at the Royal Winter Fair?
Well, I'm going back today. I've taken the day off work so that I can go and see the dressage tonight.
Well, cool. That'll be fun. So what's up?
So I just wanted to phone and say hi. I've met you before, but I've never said hello to Jamie. So hello, Jamie.
Hello, Rhonda. It is so nice of you to call in, and thank you for the updates from the Royal Winter Fair. We really do appreciate it.
Oh, you're most welcome. Yeah, that was quite the moment when he came in and he knew it was his first course since the incident. And, that was pretty emotional for everybody. And then it looks like, I was watching it online last night, and it looks like they gave him a standing ovation last night, too.
Did they? You know, I've been reading some quotes from him, actually, talking about why he's competing, and he just says
let's clarify that we're talking about Eric Lamaze here.
Lost Hickstead the other night at the horse show, and, you know, he talked about going back out there and basically says that, you know, these people showed up to see everybody ride, and that it's up to him to perform for them. So, you know, he basically said that that's what he's there for, and he also said that it meant everything to see to have the standing ovations, and it's just really emotional. Just a good dude, you know. I feel so bad for him.
And have you guys heard about the armbands that they've done up?
No.
Tell us about that.
They've got armbands that say Hickstead on them. They're black with white writing and a nice script. And my friend was there last night, and she got me one. But if you were to Google Hickstead armbands, I'm sure you'd see pictures. Lots of my friends seem to have changed their profile to the picture of the armbands.
Aww.
And are they wearing? Is everybody wearing them at the show? Is that what's happening?
Everybody was wearing them. I don't think Eric was wearing one, but the rest of the Canadian team was wearing one.
Aww.
While they jumped, yeah, it was really nice. And they're $10, and then the donation is going to go to a charity of Eric Lamaze's choice.
Well, that's great. I want to clarify for everybody, too, that it did come out yesterday that the horse, and I'm sure everybody's heard this already, but it was a aortic rupture, just like we talked about yesterday on the show, that it probably would have been that when we did our health report, and that's what they're determining it was. Now, they're going to do further tests to try and establish the cause of the rupture, but that will take many, many weeks, so we won't learn about that for a little while, but it was an aortic rupture, which is what everybody thought it was.
Yeah, and well, he went on to say in the press conference yesterday that the horse was very healthy and that they had vets 2 to 3 times a week coming in to check on him. But he did say, and this is really sweet, and I don't know if you heard this, Rhonda, but he said that the horse collapsed in a way that he thinks the horse collapsed in a way that wasn't going to hurt him. He said that he collapsed and kind of pushed him off to the side. And he talks about how having the experience to ride that horse changes your life and changed his entire career. And for him, it meant everything. He says that the horse has become a part of their family and they changed their lives. And it is a sport we choose because we love it. And we also love the animal. He said, it's not like breaking a hockey stick or breaking a tennis racket. We've become very close to these animals and have a great respect for what they do for us. We are in the limelight with them. I want a bracelet. Get me one.
I'll get you one if I can. It was sold out last night.
I bet they were. They probably are shocked at the number of people that are wanting that just as a remembrance of him. And, you know, he's a bit of a hero in Canada. I listened to the lawyer, his lawyer. He had the press conference yesterday at his lawyer's office, who's a good friend of his. And his lawyer told the story about a couple years ago. They were at a hunting camp or something together, and Eric said to the lawyer, I want to win a gold medal in a horse sport for my country. That was his goal. That's what he wanted to do for Canada, to put Canada on the map. He wanted to win a gold medal, and he went out and did it. And, you know, and I think that's why Canada really has, you know, they've always liked him, but they've really taken to this particular horse, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've done a wonderful job for us. So,
well, what? I'm happy. We have to end on a happy note. What's been the highlight of the show up there for you this year?
Well, I've only been twice, and I've only been watching the show so far. I haven't done any shopping yet. And
gotta fix that.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going a lot earlier today. There will be shopping, and the dressage is tonight, so that should be fantastic. Hopefully, I heard that Ashley Holzer has a new horse that she's going to show us, so she's not riding Pop Art this time. So that should be good. And then for another happy note, I'm all for the cruise, Glenn.
You are?
I think there should be a Horse Radio Network cruise.
I love that. I just got goosebumps. I love
and if
cruises.
You could mix it, if you could mix it with one of the Disney cruises, then my husband would be happy too.
Yeah, because you know what, Rhonda? Did you hear Rhonda that when we go to Norco, Jamie and Chad and Jennifer and I were they're actually giving us a day off to go over to Disneyland, so it'll be the first time we're all going to Disneyland.
Yes, and I'm so jealous because I haven't been there yet. We go to Disney World a lot because we can drive there, but don't quite have enough vacation to get from here to California.
Yeah, Rhonda's a big Disney fanatic, too. She is. So,
yep.
Well, thank you, Rhonda. Appreciate it.
Well, it's very nice to get to talk to you, and if I can get armbands, I will.
All right. Well, Bill, we appreciate that, too. And have a great time at the show. Thank you for calling, and do give us a call again, and don't wait a year next time.
It's that work thing that gets in the way.
I know.
Okay.
You happen to have off today, so have fun.
Yes. Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Rhonda.
Bye, Rhonda.
Well, that was nice of her to call and say hi to you.
Well, she's pretty great. And if she does send us armbands, you have to send her a check for them, okay? Write
okay,
that down.
We'll do. All right, here's the Daily Winnies. I have two real quick ones to listeners. Katie Bettison. And I wanted to thank her for posting her beautiful sunset picture of her horses. Did you see that one on there, Jamie?
Yes.
It's a beautiful picture of her horses. Thank you so much for posting that. We love seeing pictures of your horses, so do not be afraid to post them at our Horses in the Morning page on Facebook. And also to Brenda Dunn, who just posted a couple minutes ago, a really good heartfelt tribute to Hickstead that on YouTube, and I thought it was one of the better ones that was out there. So thank you to Brenda Dunn for posting that as well. And now it's time for the Gopher Killer. Should we say the Gopher Not Killer?
I was going to say, you can't call me the Gopher Killer when I've killed nothing. Unbelievable. Well, here's my Daily Winnie right here. You going to play it?
And pray to Rio.
It has to think a minute. It's thinking a minute. Oh. Of course, it does that.
And they're off.
There we go.
Mucho Macho Man breaking well from the gate. Mucho Macho Man showing a little speed here today. On the inside, Gallant Fields, and on the outside, Southern Ridge now to engage Mucho Macho Man. Leaving the shooting onto the main track, Mucho Macho Man and Southern Ridge to keep him company on the outside. Off the rail goes Gallant Fields running along in third. Pray to Rio, fourth. Silent Money well held in fifth. And More Than a Reason trails the field. 23-1 was the opening quarter mile. And Mucho Macho Man now being prompted on the outside by Southern Ridge. And two lengths back, Gallant Fields continues to race back in third position. The troika at the back of the pack are Silent Money, More Than a Reason, and on the outside, Pray to Rio. So it's Mucho Macho Man halfway home in 46 and 1/5 seconds. Honest Fractions up there. Southern Ridge now asks for a bit more. Mucho Macho Man given a bit more rein here by Ramon Dominguez. They stretch that lead to a length and 3/4. Johnny Velasquez is getting after Southern Ridge, but no impact yet on Mucho Macho Man. Farther back, Gallant Fields is third as Mucho Macho Man turns for home after 3/4 in 109-4. They're coming into the final furlong. Mucho Macho Man is on cruise control here. 5 lengths ahead of Southern Ridge. On the outside, it's Gallant Fields and Pray to Rio. They're coming down to the finish, and it was a most impressive return to the races as Mucho Macho Man goes on to win on the lead all the way and virtually eased in the last furlong. And
dude, wire to wire, Mucho Macho Man came out of the gates, Glenn, and just loped along. I mean, he just far outclassed that field. And you know what? He went off 7-5, and another horse went off 7-5, too. I'm like, oh, who did they think was going to come close to him? Okay, so, he was just phenomenal, and he made it look so easy. He just outclassed all of them.
I got to tell you, I had the same feeling. I thought he was out there loping. It looked like almost a Western lope. He was just like, bloom, 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 bloom. And I loved his comment about cruise control, because that's kind of what it looked like. It was just same speed, whole way around the track.
I mean, his stride is so big, he wasn't even pushed by those horses. And it just, like, as he's loping along, the horses next to him and behind him, they were, like, working so hard. They were stretched out, and he just made it look like nothing. So we'll post that link to the YouTube on our Facebook page. So if anybody wants to go see it, you can go find it there. But, oh, my gosh, it was just awesome. Congratulations to everybody, the whole M3 camp.
Yes. Good job, everybody. Hey, Really Bad Ads tomorrow, 10 o'clock. You got to get your ads in today. You have one more day left, and you're going to win a very, very nice gift this week. It's a Fleece Work Seat Saver for English or Western Saddle. You get to pick. And it's up to $160 value. And as you know, Fleece Work is the good stuff. This is the really nice sheepskin stuff. You're going to want one of these for your saddle. And if not, if you don't need one, you can always win it and give it as a gift. What a gift if you can give a $160 gift to one of your friends. So nothing compares to Fleece Work. You can find them at fleeceworks.com, and Jennifer will post a link to their seat savers that they're giving away here. She's a terrific lady. They do a great job. It's a small company. This stuff is quality made, and you're not going to find anything like it. Fleeceworks.com. Get your ads into Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. Just take 10 minutes today. Open up Craigslist to your local area. Go to the farm and ranch or whatever section that has horses, and you're going to find an ad guaranteed. And remember, You know, Jamie just got a new trailer. She bought it off of Craigslist, but it didn't look anything like the crappy trailers. We need a trailer for tomorrow, so get your trailer pictures in, too, off of Craigslist. The really quality ones, not like Jamie bought. Did you sleep in it last night, by the way?
Did not sleep in it, but we did hang out in it last night.
Did you have a little beer out there in the trailer?
I took a glass of wine. He took a beer. We went out and sat in our trailer. One of my students came out there, and she took the tour. And she was like, oh, she's new to the horse world. And she's in there. She's like, oh, my God, it's so tiny. It's like a little Chinese apartment. So now
did she expect a three-bedroom in there or what?
I know. I'm like, what were you expecting? Of course it's small. It's 8 feet, okay? Yeah, I'm like, this is huge compared.
You know, when they talk about efficiency apartments, this is the most efficient of the efficiency compartments. The ones, but you know what? If you have a couch in your living quarters and you have a bathroom with a shower, that is luxury.
Yeah, and I have those things, so thank you very much. I'm going to have to get a little TV tray. We're going to sit down and watch TV on the flat screen that's going to be sitting up there, and it's awesome. Oh, I'm so excited. But, yes, it is my tiny little efficiency apartment on wheels, baby, with horses in the back. So cool.
Hey, I wanted to also mention before we go on to your coach here shortly that, excuse me, tomorrow – is the opening of a new horse movie coming out. It's called The Greening of Whitney Brown. It's about a rich, spoiled little brat that lives in Philadelphia. It's like a 12, 13-year-old girl who lives in Philadelphia, and all of a sudden dad loses everything, and they have to move out to the old family farm in the Midwest. And and she hates it. She doesn't like dirt. She doesn't like any of that stuff, but she meets this horse. And Odd Job Bob is the name of the horse. And she meets this horse, falls in love, and it's the story. It's that story. And it's called The Greening Whitney Brown. People that have seen it, the previews for it, we talked to a couple people that were at the premiere, said that it was a good movie. It has some big stars in it, too. So that it's doing a limited opening tomorrow in like 25 of the major markets, and it will be out on DVD in January. But we had the girl on, Julia Ray, terrific, lovely girl, on the Stable Scoop show coming out tomorrow, who did the title song for it. And she got to meet all the cast, and she got to meet Brooke Shields and Chris Christopherson and all the cast up in New York for the premiere. So she was super excited about it and said she said the adults in the audience liked it as much as the kids, and it has a very good message. So. Might be a movie worth checking out. About it has and Odd Job Bob is a gypsy banner with hair down to the ground, and he was trained by Tommy Turvey. So Tommy Turvey did all the training for the movie.
Now I don't know who that is, but the gypsy banner in this movie is so stinking cute. And
he was at the red carpet in New York City, and they said nobody was looking at any of the stars. Everybody was just fascinated by Odd Job Bob.
That is the first time Brooke Shields has ever been passed over for a horse.
Exactly. And I still didn't get to interview Brooke Shields, which I'm sad about.
Sorry. I know you tried.
I tried to get Brooke.
Although, what would you say to her? Let's pretend for a second here while we're waiting on our next guest. Let's pretend for a second that I'm Brooke Shields, and you're talking to me about this movie. What exactly would you have to say to her? Go. Hi, I'm Brooke Shields. Thanks.
Brooke Shields, I grew up. You were my. I can't say any of that on the air. Actually, I would have a tough time. You'd have to do it. I couldn't talk. I'd be stuck. I grew up. She's the same age as me, so we grew up. You know, Brooke Shields was kind of that sex symbol for us. You know, and then she did the Blue Lagoon movies, and that just made it worse. So when you were
a
teenager,
are you telling her these things? Interview me. Go.
I can't. I'd be too tongue-tied. I can't do it. I can't even do it with you faking being her. Blue Lagoon, naked in the water.
I know.
You can't do it.
You can't do it. You're a mess. You're a mess. Hey, can't even pretend. Amazing. Well, we're waiting on my coach, Barb Crable. Is she ready yet, or are we still calling her?
No. Why don't we do the commercial while we're waiting for her to
Okay. You want to do it, or you want me to do it?
I'll do it. With the Christmas season fast approaching, it's time to start. I've got to get off of these thoughts of Brooke Shield in my head now. With the Christmas season fast approaching, it's time to start planning a custom gift that will last for many years to come. Visit our friends at EasySignsOnline.com and browse their unique website to see their many custom sign options and styles. Their step-by-step ordering process allows you to choose only the sign options you want and to see all the pricing up front. Nothing hidden at their website. From horse farm entrance signs to vinyl banners, magnetic vehicle signs, stall nameplates, and much more. They ship to every state in the U.S., so take advantage of their limited-time holiday free shipping promotion today. Place your order early to allow plenty of time for Christmas delivery. That is one thing when you're ordering custom products, you have to get them early. And so check them out at EasySignsOnline.com and get a custom gift that everybody will appreciate. All right, Jamie, it is time. I cannot believe, to be honest with you, that you have invited her on the show for me to chat with.
Go ahead.
No,
what are you going to say?
You're the producer. I'm just ready. You go ahead.
All right. Well, we have our first guest on the line, and her name is Barbara Crabo, and her website, fourpeaksfarm.com. And Barbara has had an amazing career, but an even more phenomenal year, and I'll tell you why. She has been competing on mostly homebreds, horses that she bred and raised and started, and she's won countless horse trials, including just last weekend, the CCI One Star at Galway Downs with Over Easy, and she also won the advanced division this year at the AECs with her horse Ever Ready and is qualified for Rolex, so hopefully she'll be there with us next year. Now, the reason her year has been incredibly awesome, obviously, Barb, is because I have come into your barn as a student. Is that correct?
It is. That's the best part of the year, I have to tell you. It's been the highlight.
Look at you coming on here and lying for me. I love it.
We'll fix that later.
Well, first of all, congratulations on last weekend. Tell us about the horse. Tell everybody about Ever Ready, your four-star horse.
Ever Ready. He is he's my boy. I've had him since the day he was born. I still have his mom, actually. She's 25 now. And he's just got more personality than most barnfuls of horses have all by himself. And he's a funny horse. He's very strong-willed and opinionated and kind of grumpy.
Perfect eventer.
Exactly. But man, the minute you get on him, he knows his job, and he's starting to figure out the whole idea of winning, I think. I think he's figured out what it takes to win and what it takes to do really well, and he wants it really bad.
So now, I remember you saying that this horse used to be kind of a runaway with you. Has he figured that out?
Yeah, I think this season he's been extremely rideable. Actually, at Galway Downs, I started to feel a little bit of the old guy coming out. He was starting to take over a bit for me on course, which is probably why we had our 2.8 time penalties. Because, you know, the more you have to get them back, the slower you actually go.
Right.
And there were times where he was starting to, where we had some good stretches of gallop, and I said, go ahead and gallop. And the rest of the season, when I've said that, I've just been able to let the reins flop, and he has his head up, and he just had this lovely gallop. And last week, and he says, really? Okay. And he put his head down and just get going faster and faster and faster, and pretty soon that next jump is coming up awfully quickly. I'm going, okay, you need to come back now. And he's like, no, really, you need to come back now. No. And so we had to have a couple of discussions. It wasn't bad. It wasn't like it used to be. I'd get off the course and my arms were shaking and I couldn't close my fists anymore. And,
nice.
It was exhausting. He was absolutely exhausting, and he's really not anymore now. He's just a go-getter and exuberant without being a complete bully. So yeah, I think for the most part, he has really figured it out.
And that's what I find amazing about eventers, and Barb in particular, is that, my horse runs away with me, my arms hurt after cross country. Hey, let's go up to a four-star.
Let's just do it again. That was fun.
Yeah, seriously.
But that part about I can't explain, to be honest with you.
I know. I don't know what it is. I mean, you know, I know you really helped me with my horse, Jed, and encouraged me a lot, but I was scared to death every single time. Like, for the first several times we went out cross-country, I was scared to death of that horse, and yet we still wanted to keep doing it. Let's do it again.
I guess
why
that's
do we
one
do
of
that?
That makes us adventurers is we enjoy fear. We enjoy pain. I don't know why. But
I don't get it.
But
either.
Yeah, so you know, we do minimal things to avoid the pain part. I.e. we put on big helmets, big vests, airbags.
I think a better way to say it would be that we enjoy the fear and tolerate the pain. That might be a better way to say it.
Yeah, maybe that's a good way. Yeah, we're all adrenaline.
Yeah.
And you know, you can get on the internet and find all sorts of adrenaline junkies. I remember not too long ago seeing a YouTube video of extreme city mountain bike racing. It was like in South America, and it was insane. I mean, I'm like, I think what I do is crazy. And these guys are flying down these alleyways in these little South American, in these cities that, and where they're going straight down hills, they're riding on the sides of walls, they're jumping off of buildings. And this is all a set track, and there's, you know, hundreds of people lining the streets. You know, dogs are running in front of them, and they're doing this at top speeds. And
yeah.
All they have on is a helmet.
That's true. There's always somebody crazier, isn't there?
Exactly.
Just the way it is.
Exactly.
Make you feel good.
Or stupider. I'm not sure which. But.
Yeah, right, right. Now, Barb, you actually, by the way, I have a message here that just came in, and this is to both of you, actually. Samantha from Eventing Nation says, just texted me and says, please say hi to Barb. Loved her. And tell Jamie I did interview her. Did you see it? She wanted to make sure, Jamie, that you knew that she interviewed her.
Well, last time on Eventing Nation, they did all this coverage, and you won, and they didn't post an interview with you. So I was mad at Samantha, and I sent her a message saying, hey, why didn't you interview Barb? I'm your publicist, Barb, whether you know it or not, okay?
No, and I do appreciate the check is in the mail.
All right.
Actually,
I think
now, I owe you, so...
Barb, there's a thing that I do occasionally. It really pisses Jamie off, and I just did it. I put her on mute so she couldn't interrupt us and we could actually talk. Now, I have a couple of questions for you because she can't interrupt us now. And this, she hates this, by the way. I'll pay for this all the rest of the week.
I'm
so
sure.
When she came to you to start taking lessons, did she warn you that she was this talk show host and that we have tens of thousands of listeners around the world and that she was going to be talking about her lessons and talking about you? Did she warn you of that right before she started?
You know, she didn't really warn me. She just told me as it was happening. I knew she was a talk show host. I wasn't really sure exactly, you know, what all that entailed or what the show was that she was on. But then she would come out and said, oh, I was talking all about you today. And then actually when I was at the AECs, a lady that lives out there, out on the East Coast now, I knew her when she was in California, she came up to me, she said, oh, we hear about you all the time from Jamie on the talk show. And I'm like, oh,
that
no.
That must have been weird.
It was a little funny, yeah. But I've just sort of, I haven't really thought one way or another about it because I never really thought it would matter to me because I never actually listened to the internet show, and maybe I will start doing that now. But
you probably shouldn't. No, maybe not.
It would be better if I avoided it.
That's right. Hey, so when she came to you, how bad did she suck?
Oh no, not at all. No, she's quite a good rider, but she admitted she was very afraid of her horse, and you know, she would come out to do her jumping lessons where we were jumping 2 feet, and she had on her vest. Her cross-country vest, and I thought that was a little bit worrisome that there was that much fear involved. But no, she's
well,
a very good rider.
I can tell you, that's in her radio show contract. She has to wear every piece of protective equipment that she can buy. That's in the contract.
She's not wearing an air vest.
Oh.
She has an air vest.
She has one. She has an air vest.
Yeah, I think she just
she got
one
it
recently, but
yeah.
She hasn't worn it yet for me. But at least not at that worn it. She's worn it at the at a competition, but she hasn't worn it in her lessons. And I would almost be offended if she came out to my arena jumping my 2 foot fences wearing an air vest. So she's actually jumping more than 2 foot. But no, she's actually quite a lovely rider, and you know, we could probably play a recording for her just telling her to shorten her darn reins. And
hold up, I unmuted myself.
Wait a minute, I put you on
I
mute.
I am mad.
Yes.
Why did you unmute?
I took myself off because I figured out how. And Barb, I come out to your farm and jump 2 foot fences. Is that what we do, really?
No. I just said they're bigger now. When you first came out, you were jumping 2 feet wearing your cross-country vest. And you're scared to death. Now you're jumping bigger, and you don't bring out your vest every time.
Well, it got too hot.
No,
okay,
you guys are awesome.
I had to give you a little bit of a hard time because, yes, we were jumping little jumps, and, yes, I was scared to death, and, yes, I do need to shorten my reins. Okay, I'm going back on mute. Bye.
So is that the biggest problem, the shorten the range thing? She gets too long? Is that the biggest problem?
Yeah, I really think her whole world would turn around for her if she just shortened her darn reins.
Well, you know, you think that would be natural for a girl that's – she is, you know, she's very short. People that don't know Jamie, she's 4'9". So you would think that
she's
much taller
than me, so I don't think of her as quite that short.
just kidding. She's actually 5'2", 5'3". Somewhere in there.
Yeah, something like that.
All right. So where can other than shortening reins, what else can she do to improve?
Just keep practicing. She's doing phenomenally. She and Jet are a great team. She was actually making fun of me because she was briefly talking about possibly selling him, and I think a look of horror came across my face, and I said, "But wait, you can't sell Jet. You rescued him." And I left the table. We were at a competitor's party at a horse show, and I came back, and everyone was kind of pointing and laughing at me. Ring what? And they're like, I can't sell him because I rescued him. He trusts her so much, and she's really learning to trust him, and they've become an amazing pair. I mean, they are beautiful together, and I really think they have a lot of potential and can go far because he's a very talented horse, and she is a very good rider.
Yeah, she has come, you know, we've been doing this show for about a year, which is about the period of time that she's had some growth with him. And, and we've heard that just in her talking about him on the show. You know, he was, when we first started the show, he was a rescue, and he was a troublesome rescue. And now they've both sort of grown together, and now she doesn't talk to him about, like him, that way anymore.
Right.
More of a, you know, a horse that she rides and competes with and is starting to really like, as opposed to the troublesome rescue.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they go to the shows, and he's reliable. He's relaxed and reliable in his stall. She knows what she's going to get when she gets on him. And he's, you know, he used to crazy overjump. And he would just jump so huge over the fences and knock her pretty loose. And just because it was a hard jump to ride, and now, you know, now she goes out there and her show jumping rounds are like hunter rounds. I mean, they're just so smooth and so steady, and everything's just right out of stride, and it's really fun to watch. It's been really fun to watch them grow together.
That is one of the cool things, and I love the fact, by the way, that we're talking about her like she's not here.
Isn't that cool? That mute button is
now. That has to be for you. You know, you compete at the top level. You've done Rolex before. And by the way, I hope so much that we get to see you at Rolex this year. But you compete at the top levels. You've been on Venting Nation, for God's sake. What do you get more satisfaction out of now that you're an instructor, you have some students that are doing really well? And I often hear coaches say, hey, let's get more satisfaction out of that than riding myself. Are you to that point yet, or are they about equal at this point?
You know what? They're totally different. They're like in different compartments in my brain. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Yeah.
When I'm coaching, I get so proud for my students, proud of them, and proud for them, and excited for them, and disappointed for them when it doesn't go well. You know, I feel myself want to cry just like they want to cry when it goes wrong. When things go well and they had a great round, or we figured out some major thing, I'm jumping up and down, excited for them. And I don't think it takes away anything for the excitement that I feel for my horses, or for the pride that I feel and the work that I've done with my horses and in getting them to where they are and growing with them and learning as much as I've learned being out here in the middle of the desert. Because you know, I have to admit, I don't have a lot of help out here.
Now, you kind of are in a sort of godforsaken part of the country.
Say that one more time.
I said you kind of are in sort of a godforsaken part of the country.
It's a wonderful part of the country, but there's not a lot of eventing out here. You know, Area 10 encompasses Arizona, Nevada, and New Mexico, and I believe we have 214 members.
Wow.
In all three states. Yeah, it's so small. And so, but the camaraderie is great. It's a lot of fun. So, you know, when you know the people, so, you know, you go back east, I went to the AECs and there were two other people or three other people from Area 10. And it was fun to go, hey, I know you. and just, you know, so there is camaraderie out here that I don't think you see in some of the bigger areas. And
well, I can tell
but,
you
but
that
yeah, there's not a lot of help. I do dressage work. There is a dressage trainer near here who I enjoy. Her name is Tracy Krajenke. She's phenomenal. And she's really helped me a lot with my dressage with Reddy. But other than that, I don't really take jumping lessons. The only cross country lessons I get is when I go to a clinic once or twice a year. And the rest of it, I sort of have to figure out on my own.
You've done very well figuring it out on your own. And I was going to say that as proud as you are of your students, they are of you when you go out and win championships. So that's a two-way street.
Am I off mute?
Okay, you're off mute now.
You can join us again. Now you're out of the corner.
Oh, thank goodness. I got to tell you, we definitely, you know, all of us celebrate, and we all text each other when Barb does well. And like she said, there is not much help out here. And that's why we're so grateful that she's here, because we actually have help now. I've been here 4 years, you know, and this is the first real help I feel like I've had. But we all text each other. We all let each other know when Barb does well. And, yeah, we definitely get really proud. And I have to tell you, my husband does not call her Barb. He does not call her Mrs. Crabo. He does not call her anything. He calls her the American champion. She is
such
the American.
You can tell him I said that if he's not listening.
he's like, hey, did you take a lesson with the American champion today? Oh, okay, good. And then he's like, oh, did you send that check to the American champion? He's like, oh, you're having the American champion on your show tomorrow. That's great.
You don't even have to come to Rolex. Apparently, you're already the American champion.
Oh, no, I need to go to Rolex. It's a burning need at this point.
Well, we're hoping to see you out here. Does the prospect look good for you getting here in April?
Absolutely. If I can keep my horse sound, we'll be there.
All right, good. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you. We'll definitely have you on the show. We'll have to adopt her as our Rolex rider this year, Jamie.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, that sounds cool. Okay.
We'll be our Rolex rider. We'll follow you along. We'll promote you and try and get your sponsors, because that's an important part of this business too, especially when you live in the middle of the desert. So good luck, and thank you so much for coming on. And I wish I could say you really spilled the beans on Jamie, but all you did was tell me nice stuff, and now I have nothing.
I'm so sorry. I'll work on that. I'll write up a list for you as I see it.
I am impressed that she did not describe when Jet catapulted me into the air and flipped me over and had me hit the ground pretty hard. You didn't describe that at all. I'm impressed.
I didn't. I did mention how you were afraid of him and how he used to jump really hard, but I thought I would leave that part out. But now that you brought it up, it was very entertaining.
Thanks. And it's on video. I'm just not letting it see the light of day.
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, that's
fun.
Yeah,
I don't have it in my possession, so I couldn't help you with it. Sorry.
Yeah, it's fun when you fall off and you see your horse bucking as he runs away, you know, with his reins underneath his front legs, and he's bucking and running away, and you go to get up to look at him, and there's a camera in your face. That's fun.
Thank you, Barb. We appreciate you being on. The website is 4peaksfarm.com if you want to see more about the place where Jamie and Barb ride all the time, fourpeaksfarm.com. Thanks, Barb.
Thank you.
Thanks, American champion. See you soon.
She didn't even spill any beans on you. I'm disappointed. I thought I was going to get all the good dirt and gossip, and there's just nothing. She was being nice and honest.
I can't believe you put me on mute. You're in so much trouble for that. Payback.
I love
payback for
that.
Something like that.
But you figured out how to take yourself off. That takes some of the fun out of it. Now I got to figure a way to lock that. You can't do it.
Yeah, it only took me 15 minutes. I need to learn how to use this thing.
All right, everybody. We're going to take a break for our song for the day. We're going to come back. We have Megan talking about holiday gift lists. And also, I wanted to point out, too, that Rick Conley posted that there are draft horse classes going on right now at the Royal Winter Fair, and you can watch it on their website. And I am watching it now, and there are huge draft horses with huge beer wagons going around at about 100 miles an hour at the Royal Winter Fair right now. Very pretty carriages, or actually wagons, very pretty wagons, and looks like pairs in the draft horses. It's so much fun. I watched this. I had this on almost all day yesterday, watching the different classes. And that's, you just search Royal Winter Fair and you can find that. Also, before we get to our song, one other thing, Jamie, posted on Facebook, the answers to your question earlier in the day. It looks like my old high school buddy had a, you said we are currently doing episode 269, and I made the 69 dude reference. Anyone know what movie that's in? I had no idea. And it looks like Dale Hodge, my old high school buddy, said Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, well, they meet themselves. Really, Glenn, didn't you know that?
Glenn, how did you not know that Bill and Ted, it's Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, and they go off and back in time, and they meet each other, and they're like, really, if you're really me, what number am I thinking of? And all four of them go at the same time, 69, dude!
I never saw the movie, so apparently I'm the only one. Sorry, Dale.
Song.
I'm not representing very well. Sorry, Dale. All right. We are next up. Things Are Hotting Up by the Rigel Band.
Is it over? I never know when it's over. This one, her song, there's no like, it's just the song ends.
Yeah, it's like,
and some of them end and then they start back up again. that is, you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. That's the Rigel Band. And our sponsor today is EasySignsOnline.com.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. We appreciate you being here. A Horse Radio Network show highlight for the day. Actually, I have two of them. The Western Radio Show came out yesterday. Alan and Tammy were speaking to the guy who's in charge of the PRCA, the Professional Rodeo Association, and they talked about the National Finals Rodeo that's coming up, the beginning. You know what? I didn't think about this very well, Jamie. The National Finals Rodeo starts the weekend we're out in Norco. We could have went from Norco to Las Vegas.
You know, we're going to cause enough trouble out there in Norco. going to Vegas with you, I just feel like it would be bad. We would be some gambling fools.
Yeah, we would. And if we were there with Alan, who's also going to be there, who's also a blackjack player, we'd be in big trouble. And then I found out Wendy's a blackjack player, so four of the hosts on the Horse Radio Network are blackjack players. We could have our own table. But that's what they talked about on the Western Radio Show. You can find that at horseradionetwork.com. And also the Dressage Radio Show came out, and she had a show where she talked to Brett Parbury, who was one of my favorite guests on that show, about the Australian National Championships and story. She read an excerpt from Stories from the Saddle and also had the United States Dressage Federation on with their update. So that's at the Dressage Radio Show. You can find all the shows at horseradionetwork.com. Well, while we're waiting for for Megan from the Chronicle, there was a story I have to tell you about. I used to work in the tallest building in Lancaster. And that's Lancaster, Pennsylvania, a little town about the size of Lexington that we live in now. And it's a town about 150,000 people. So I worked in the tallest building right on the corner of Main Street in the square. And one of the things that you could see outside my window all the time were the mounted police. They were always outside patrolling the square area. And they had some of the coolest horses, and I'd get to talking to them. And this is before Jennifer, even before I was into horses. And they would tie them when they went in to eat lunch or go to businesses. They would tie them, and these horses would just stand. They were draft crosses mostly. Well, yesterday I see this article, and it's titled "Alleged a Police Horse Thief Nabbed." Apparently, a 32-year-old man in the square at Lancaster, right below the window where I used to work, decided that it would be a great idea to take the police horse of the officer Wayne McVeigh, who was working on a case and went into the Total Car Care building, tied his horse outside, and this guy decided it'd be a great idea just to untie that horse and take him for a walk down the street. Now, he got about a block before another police officer spotted him taking Charlie for a walk down the street. And when the cop spotted him, Jamie, how do you think he was holding the horse with the reins? Any thoughts?
I have no guess.
Well, he had him tied around his waist. He was walking down the middle of a busy city street with cars and honking everywhere with the horse tied by the reins around his waist. Now, I can tell you that this guy has no experience with horses. And I can also tell you that the fact that this horse didn't turn around and drag his ass all over Lancaster, he was one lucky 32-year-old. And I'm assuming that there was alcohol involved, although the story does not say that. But you got to assume that. can you picture this scene?
clearly not a horse guy, but you know what? That is one broke-ass horse. Oh, my God, you could shoot a gun on him. I do have to say that I'm reading the story as you're reading it. And is it the officer who was quoted? The horse's name is Charlie, and he's like, Charlie was probably thinking, who the heck is this guy, and where is he taking me?
Charlie, too, is a big horse. He's a draft cross. He probably weighs in at, 1,600, 1,800 pounds. Anyway, he's in jail. Yeah, guy's in jail, $20,000 bail, being charged for a number of crimes. I couldn't believe when I saw that story this week.
I would imagine. Hey, speaking of news stories, I found one for you people in Lexington, Kentucky, and that's you, Glenn and Jen. You are going to have another 4 years with Steve Beshear, your governor, and his very, very awesome eventing wife, Jane Beshear. So congratulations. The horse people are still going to be in office.
Yeah, and you know, we went and voted the other day, and I'm a serious Republican, and Beshear is a Democrat, but I voted Democrat for Beshear because he is truly an advocate for the horse issues here in the state of Kentucky, the racing industry, and also just general horses. You know, they're both fox hunters. Governor Beshear and Mrs. Beshear are both fox hunters. They fox hunt all the time, and, you know, they're just true horse people. So I voted Democrat this year. Yeah, you Democrats will be proud. I switched teams for the Beshears this year. And they
is that why you posted on Facebook? You were like, I voted for a Democrat.
That's right.
Know.
That's why. Don't normally do
so
that.
He was the one, huh? Well,
he was the
good.
One. I crossed the line for the Beshears. So they should thank me personally, although they really didn't need my vote. They won by a landslide. I mean, a big landslide.
Yeah.
So, and we do have our guest ready to go.
All right. Well, we have on the show right now from the Chronicle of the Horse, former intern Megan, but we like to call her intern Megan because when she started on our show, she was just an intern. Now she's like a paid employee, whatever. so she stepped it up. Hello, Megan. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning. How are
you
guys?
How the heck are you? We're doing great. How's everything? Where are you right now? Are you in Virginia?
I am. I'm in the office. We have a little bit of a lull, which is nice to settle down after indoors. Molly Sorge just got back from the All-Tech National Horse Show, and Kat Netzler just got back from Galway Downs in California. And so we have a little bit of time where we're all kind of in the office before the annual conventions start. And then of course, you know, moving into February, we might head to Florida, but we're cutting down on the traveling for just a little bit, which I have to say is nice. I like to travel, and it's so exciting to go to these horse shows, but I do like waking up in my own bed on a weekend at a reasonable hour. So,
yeah, I guess when you cover horse shows, you still have to get up that early and be
the first horse starts
warming up.
Uh-huh, that's true, that's true. But once you're there at the horse show, it's fine. It's just getting out of bed once you've... You know, because we also do the online coverage the night before. So, you know, sometimes, especially after a big Grand Prix or something, which is usually a Saturday night, you come home or to the hotel or whatever, and then you get up your photos and you do your online coverage, and it might be 2:30 in the morning, and you go to sleep, and you know that you have to be at the horse show at 7 the next morning. So that 6 a.m. wake-up call is always a little bit tough those Sunday mornings. But once you're at the horse show, it's fine.
She goes from intern to employee. She's sick of it already. The romance is over. She's tired of traveling.
You remember when I was an intern and you wanted all that inside information? I was just telling that's what our lives are like. But I'm saying I'm not a morning person, so it doesn't matter if I was. Well, if I was maybe, I couldn't tell you what I would have, what somebody would have to do to make me really cheery to wake up early for anything. Horses have always been the only thing that has gotten me out of bed very early in the morning for a good reason.
I know. Imagine if you were like a political correspondent and you had to like cover politics. How boring would that be? My God.
Speaking of that, I was chuckling about Glenn's choice to vote Beshear. Well done.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Thank you.
It just proves that that a man can really change. For the right reasons, right?
And Megan, aren't you from Kentucky?
I am. That's why I got a good laugh out of that. And it did. It made me. I'm glad I knew that they hunted, but you know, I never fox hunted when I was in Kentucky, and I fox hunt as often as I can up here, which is one of the things I really love about this area. So when I'm in town, I'll have to, next time I'm in Lexington, maybe I'll have to figure out who they hunt with and see if I
can stalk them. What?
Yeah, stalk, no, not stalk them. I wouldn't go that far, but
uh-huh.
You know, so
whatever.
Anyway.
Being a reporter is like a license to stalk. That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, but I feel like that we're a little. That's true. I mean, if I was a full fledged. If I was like a gossip columnist reporter, then I feel like that I would have to commit myself to stalking people, which I'm not comfortable with. But being an equine journalist, I feel like we kind of...
Jamie, I see a new section in the Chronicle coming up, the gossip column, and I have
you talked from time to time about the gossip column, but I don't know if people could handle a gossip column. And anyway...
Oh, they would love it. Are you kidding?
I don't know.
They listen to us
people.
Every morning. That's all we do.
I know. People would gossip and do it on their own. Anyway, but nobody would like to see it. It's not like Page Six in the New York Post. Like, you don't want to really end up in Page Six for something wrong, but then again, you're like, well, I did make Page Six. I'm not sure people would be thrilled in the horse business. They're not quite ready for that to have gotten in a gossip column somewhere.
You actually do have a gossip column. It's called your forums.
Yes, that's exactly. True. But we don't take full responsibility for that. So, so we're not on there. You know, responsible for that content, but anyway, so well.
All right,
I have agreed to tell you about some more inside secrets here at the Chronicle today.
Yay!
And that is because for our December Chronicle Connection, our digital issue, our kind of our fashion section for December is a Chronicle Christmas list. So I went around the office to find out what was at the top of everyone's horsey Christmas list. So you can figure out, you know, we spend all year covering horses and traveling to horse shows and drooling over what's at the trade shows and all that kind of stuff. And so now we're finally at the end of the year, at least hoping that somebody close to us is going to get us something on our Christmas list. So what would you guess would be on one of our Christmas lists? Glenn, you're up.
Dewberry boots.
Oh, you know, nobody's asked for those this year, but somebody did ask for a Dewberry coat. This Bracken utility coat, it's a really pretty kind of like, you know, they do a lot of the plaid, so, and it's got like a neat collar. So that's on somebody's list here.
Well,
as
isn't
well.
That coat like $4,000 or something?
It's it like is not $4,000, but it's probably, it is not $1,000. I think it's probably around like $400. But then again, it's high quality wool. You've got fashion there. You know, I'm from fashion background, and yes, things are expensive. So you can combine fashion horses, and it's even more expensive than normal. Just something you got to accept.
I would
She's
say
gonna,
that.
Are you married?
No, I'm not.
He's practicing. That sounds like practicing for when you're married. It's more expensive, dear, and you're just going to have to accept that.
I'm not sure that we should be talking about that on air.
Next week we're going to have your boyfriend on and warn him. But, you know what, let him know how awesome it is.
My classes.
I don't want anybody to know my persuasion techniques before they have to experience it firsthand.
I think you got
to make some other things that are on our list here are a couple things from Animo. Are you guys familiar with Animo?
No.
It's an Italian. It's based in Italy. It's a really fashion-forward line for the show ring.
That's why we don't know. We don't know because it's fashion-forward, honey.
I love Animo. Before I came to work here, I was in Europe for a while with doing horses, and they started – riding in these jackets, and they're kind of stretchy, and they're, you know, they're machine washable, or they're for all the weather elements, and they're not heavy wool. And they started, you know, just like you can see sometimes in the dressage rings, like from Spain, or you've seen Edward Gall, like he'll wear a different colored shad belly. Like they're often responsible for designs like that, like a brown shad belly or a gray, or you know, a lot of the big show jumper riders now are riding in Animo, like their red jackets or a blue or anything like that. But one of our managing editors has put one of their jackets on her list, and it's stretchy, and anyway, it's just it's traditional, but it's just got kind of like a fun twist. And on the top of my list is the Animo breeches, the hot pink breeches. That's the top of my list this year.
You're a hot pink girl, huh?
Yeah, so they're pretty cool, I have to say.
How do you spell that?
It's A-N-I-M-O, Animo, which actually means soul in Italian.
Okay. So that's Animo. Your hot pink breeches. So is everything you own pink? Do you have pink leg wraps and pink
you know,
hat?
I do, actually. In my younger days, I had I have a mare, and she's retired now. She's still in Kentucky. But she, of course, was decked out. And we were right in the prime of when they started to produce those leopard print and zebra and all those other jackets, or not jackets, but like, saddle pads and leg wraps, and so she had everything, and she had hot pink, she had baby pink, we had fun with that. But now I have toned it down a little bit. I've kind of gone back to my traditional hunter roots, and but for fun sometimes. During breast cancer month, I did make my gelding wear pink leg wraps.
Okay, otherwise, you're back to boring brown. But let me ask you, let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
Next time you come to Lexington, you have to come out to the barn where we keep our horse, because she is a pink fanatic. And it's actually painted the stall doors pink. And the doors to the outside of the barn with pink X's. There's pink gates to the field.
Now, where is this in Lexington?
It's Dreamers Run Farm, and it's just north of Masterson Station. A beautiful farm and everything, but she's painted it pink. And the first time I went out and saw the stall doors pink, I thought, well, you know, I don't know if I can handle that. And then I saw that she painted the gates to the fields pink, and it was like, okay, we can't keep Beaker here anymore. He's too embarrassed.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, I can certainly appreciate somebody that's doing something unique, you know. So more power to her if she's really pinking the whole place out.
Yeah. What else is on the wish list? I know you've got a lot of fashion, because I'm on animoitalia.com and I'm looking at these ridiculous clothes.
Some other things on there are like not necessarily fashion stuff, like custom brow bands for your bridal, you know, that are very sparkly, that have, you know, like diamonds or different colored things on them. Some Deer Dow seal boots in brown, because during cubbing season here, or anywhere when you fox hunt, you wear brown field boots. And this pair that Deer Dow has is gorgeous. So that's on the list for someone. And, you know, this is something that I really admired. Somebody wants a pair of Back on Track socks. Are you guys familiar with Back on Track?
Of course, they're a sponsor of tomorrow's show.
Yeah. Right. So she said that she has a pair of hawk boots for her mare, and so when she's grooming, she puts the hawk boots on, and she says that she feels like when she's getting ready to ride, her hawks feel warm, and she says, like, in the winter months, isn't it her turn to have something like that? So she says that a pair of Back on Track socks would be something she wants to try. So.
Well, I got to tell you that Back on Track also makes underwear. So,
that's something that would actually
help,
be something quite good.
It helps
for
with circulation.
Oh, yes. Okay. I can imagine. I actually looked at what else they have for people, like the back, for your back and for your knees and stuff like that. That would be great. You know, I always think of when you're out there, when we're hunting and stuff like that, and you're galloping around for a while, my knees always hurt. So they've got some good products. But also, somebody wants some jewelry. Jump Line Designs have, they call them pole rings, and they basically look like a show, you know, like a pole that would be in show jumping, that are maybe like blue and white, or red and white, or green and white, and they put them into like an enamel ring. And so she says that one of our advertising executives said she wants one that's blue and white, and another one that they have is green and white, because those are her eventing colors. So that's something kind of nice, you know, because I feel like when people are really committed to keeping to their eventing colors, they have saddle pads and shirts and vests and stuff like that, but she's going one step further to don her fingers in her event colors.
I am noticing a trend here, Jamie. I'm noticing that these girls at the Chronicle must make a fortune because all of these items are expensive except for the socks. Did you notice
the socks? This is
they
a
all
wish
have
list.
Really good boyfriends, yeah.
This is a wish
well,
list.
Then,
this is our Christmas list. First of all, this is our Christmas list, which means that you are handing these Christmas lists out to someone else, you know. Some these are what you would like to receive for Christmas. It's not what are you going to buy yourself for Christmas. Because if we had the choice of what we would buy ourselves for Christmas, we'd probably buy something for our horses or something. So this was kind of like, a, you know, what's at the top of your list that you'd like to receive. And so naturally I'm making copies for all of the boyfriends and husbands.
I shouldn't say that, Megan, because then people, if they turn that around on us, ask Jamie what she just got for Christmas.
Jamie, yeah. What did you just get for Christmas?
I got a bison 3-horse slant load with living quarters.
All right, see? Now, nobody has that on their list.
Woo-hoo!
Nobody has that on their list.
Yeah.
That
no.
actually would top the list, I think.
It's pretty awesome, not going to lie. I do want to back up a little bit and go back to the Animo clothing. Okay.
Yes.
These people are weird. I don't know.
No,
if
I think they're great. I love what they're doing.
Okay, I just posted a picture on our Facebook page. As I was surfing the website, I found a picture of a guy barefoot with full seat riding breeches on with a red coat and a surfboard. What is going on there? Seriously.
You have to look at their advertising campaign. I think it's to be ready whenever, wherever. I think they're trying to make it, you know, the fact they're trying to, and they also have other ones like there's a somebody's wearing a football helmet. I have to say I am a huge fan of their brand and what they're doing with it. It's interesting. It's like it's kind of pushing the boundaries of what horse, you know, like what we're used to seeing in the horse industry, and it's making it more like, you know, because in Europe equestrians and you know top level international riders they're considered just athletes like, you know, everyone
Megan,
else would be.
Stop. Just say that the girl that is wearing the full seat riding
cool.
breeches.
I'm not going to lie. I'm putting myself out there. Like, I like their advertisement. I'm not going to agree with you if I don't,
Jamie.
How are
you from Kentucky, anyway?
The girl with the full seat riding breeches, Glenn, that is also carrying a tennis racket and wearing high heels.
Yes, I particularly liked that.
It's art. It just says art, okay?
It is. It's art.
That's
funny. So, no, but they're cool. And actually, if you find yourself somewhere and, you know, at a show and you can stop into one of their booths, if you put on one of their jackets, they're really amazing. Like, you know how sometimes you feel a little bit uncomfortable when you're riding stuff? You'll become a believer, Jamie, I promise.
Okay.
I want to see Jamie out there in the hot pink pants. Yeah. Hey, Megan, we're running out of time here, but I did want to say I just got an email today, too, from you guys over at the Chronicle that says we're pleased to announce the launch of our new real estate supplement. We do a segment here on the show on a regular basis called Things You'll Never Own, and we highlight real estate properties and stuff. You should have called it that, by the way. It's called Distinctive Equine Properties, and apparently you're doing a separate now kind. You've always had real estate in the classifieds, but now you're kind of making that its own beast, huh?
Uh-huh, and it's another digital publication, just like the one I was talking about for the Chronicle Connection. And, in any world, you're constantly moving forward, and you have to think about that kind of stuff, like, I'm looking at the – are you looking at the cover of that beautiful cabin?
No, I actually – I just got the email. I didn't
it's cool. You know, it's basically certainly a lot of advertisements of people that are advertising places that other horse people would want to live. And we can all drool over them until we can get to the day where we can actually own one.
Yep. Thus, the title of our segment, Things You'll Never Own.
I didn't say never. We can all dream a little bit. So.
Well, Megan, thank you so much. This has been fun today. You're a good sport to put up with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, not a problem. Well, you guys have a good weekend, and I will make sure to stop by next time I'm in Lexington.
Yeah, I got to take you to the pink farm. You'll feel them right at home. Wear your pink breeches. They'll be perfect.
Yeah, I will. In high heels, and I'll carry a tennis racket.
Oh, that would be great. I play tennis. I want to see you out there playing tennis in your high heels and your breeches. That would even be better.
It's
thank
a great
you,
leg
intern
workout.
Megan.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, guys.
Chronicle of the Horse. It's chronofhorse.com.
I just
a fun show
another
talking to your
photo.
Coach. Did you? Let me check it out.
Look at these pictures. What are these people doing? So
okay,
bizarre.
Okay, and I got to say, he does not look like a rider.
No.
Neither does
no.
he, for that matter. No.
No.
You know, we saw them. Jennifer, aren't they at the ADA we go to every year? For this
yes.
company?
Yes.
And we always sort of snicker at their booth?
Well, it's high fashion. Therefore, you and I, at least, have difficulty relating.
Yeah, because we're not very good at high fashion.
No.
We're not very good
sorry
at any fashion.
Jamie, it's
hey,
all on high fashion.
Yeah, it's all on you. You have to represent. You have to do fashion for us. Helena does pretty good at fashion. She's all right at fashion.
Okay,
and
so
Tammy
Helena can go out there
guns.
And Helena can go put on the high heels and then the riding jacket with the bicycle and the full-C riding breeches and the tennis racket. All of those things in one picture is just weird. It's just bizarre. I can keep posting
hey, we haven't,
these. They're so entertaining.
Wait, play the whip sound.
Okay. I don't know where to hold
here.
On. Okay, there you go. Wait, no, that didn't do it. Hold on, there you go. Whiplash.
We haven't, yeah, because I'm changing stuff, of course, here right now. I want to get this in today. We have not done a horse getting stuck in a drainage ditch story lately. And we had one a week there for a long time, and we've been on kind of a drought because I couldn't find anything really different. I found the different, and it is not in England. It's in the United States. It's in Delaware,
what?
To be exact. Yes, Newcastle County, Delaware. Police and rescue workers from the Hook and Ladder Company in Newark were called to the rear of the 200 block of Robin Redbreast Road. What a great name for a road. In the Middle Run Crossing community about 1:30 p.m., they found the injured horse with his front leg stuck through the slats of a bridge. Apparently, it was one of those people walking bridges that had wood, as you know, in the bridge part. Well, there was gaps, apparently, and this horse happened to fall through, or the, I don't know if the wood broke or he just fell through or whatever. But two riders had attempted to cross the bridge. The first horse made it across while the second got stuck. They apparently attempted to free the horse on their own and couldn't get it out, so they called 911. And they showed up, and they had to actually cut away with a chainsaw the supports of the bridge to get the horse free. So he was really stuck. And you can see how that would be freak a horse out. You know, their horse, their little feet fall through, and they're stuck, and they can't move their front legs. How scary would I'm surprised this horse didn't get hurt, but apparently the horse is fine. I can imagine a couple of other horses we own getting their feet stuck. They'd have been flailing around everywhere.
Jeez. Why do you love these rescue stories so much?
I don't know.
You just love to talk about horses getting stuck in stuff and pulled out of stuff.
You have to admit, it's fascinating the thousand different ways horses find to get stuck. You have to admit that. We've had some really, really interesting stuck horses.
Yeah. I'm afraid to ask.
Well, this horse was fine. Everything was good.
Okay.
Oh, the horse
good.
Was fine. Everything's good. The horse lived. Everything good. Horse
all right.
Yeah. Yep, yep. Everything's good there. And one other story before we head out here today is that this has been all over the news. I must have seen it 100 times in my feed. And that is the mysterious black and white spotted horses depicted in Ice Age paintings, you know, on the walls of caves, actually existed 25,000 years ago, according to new findings from an international team of researchers. The ancient images of horses with Dalmatian-style coats have puzzled scholars for generations, with many believing the painted horses' spots were symbolic or abstract depictions by the Stone Age artists. New DNA analysis of bones and teeth from more than 30 prehistoric wild horses has shown that some share a gene that would have caused the unusual patterned coats seen in cave paintings. Isn't that fascinating? So we had Dalmatian horses back then. We had spots. Everybody just kind of thought that all horses were brown or black back in the Paleolithic time, and that they were all just, they hadn't developed the pigmentations and things back then. But now they're kind of disputing that.
Now, Glenn, being a horse person, knowing that this came out of a new off news.com, being a horse person, why would you call it a Dalmatian style coat? Don't you know what that's called?
Spots? I call them spots. Spotted.
It'd be like kind of like maybe it's a Knopf's trooper, but I would think Appaloosa type coats, not Dalmatian.
Yes, I would agree with you there. Although I like calling it a Dalmatian style horse. That was pretty good.
the non-horsey news website.
So there you go. There's the ancient history news of the day. The caveman had spotted horses.
If you want ancient history news stories of the day, I can provide those because I find some really boring stuff on the internet. I just try not to bring it.
My story was boring.
It's pretty boring. Hey, cavemen drew horses with spots. They look like Dalmatians. Really?
Probably better than my list yesterday.
On a topical, newsworthy subject, horseandcountry.tv, you know, one of our favorite places in the world to go and waste time, you can go on. They're going to be paying tribute to Hickstead on Sunday, November 6th. That's the date he died. They're going to have the documentary coming out Tuesday, November 15th. It's going to air at 10 p.m. over there. I don't know what time that is here, but I'm sure that after the 15th, it will be available on their website. And again, maybe horseandcountry.tv's maybe HRTV is going to play it as well. But that is horseandcountry.tv. Check it out online if you want to see the tribute to Hickstead.
All right, very done? Good. Thank you, Yeah, we're done. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We appreciate you being here today and putting up with my boring stories and Jamie's. I'm not going to say it.
My poor
Jamie's
coach. You know, Barb comes on
with gophers.
Yeah. It's losing. And then, you know, I talk about that, and then my poor coach comes on and has to not talk about her amazing four-star event horse or her successful year. No, she has to come on here and talk about, like, one of her probably least favorite students.
She didn't say that. She might have used the word interesting. I think that might have been in there at one point. That's sort of like when you go out the first date and you come home and say, yeah, she was interesting. You know, kind of that way. Yeah. You're still that girl. You're never going to get away from being that girl every time. Bye, everybody. Have a great day. See you tomorrow morning. Hey, get your really bad ads in. Don't forget. Really bad ads. Get them in. Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com.
All right, Glenn, I've thought about the way that you can end the show now after having Barb on.
Clear.
You need to yell, and you can yell at me, and I'll take it, because you just have to yell at the end of the show, shorten your reins.
I love it. All right, you do your part. We'll practice.
Okay, everybody, please have a wonderful day. Be safe, and remember, make that appointment to spay, neuter, and geld.
And don't forget to shorten your reins.